Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is alive and true. His mercy endures forever, and he's good. God, his return is soon, and he's coming back soon. We need to know him. And I thank the Lord for all that he's doing. God is on the move to help his people grow in every way. And I love him. And I thank him for all that he's done and all that he's doing in his people. We need to know him. And this is a time now that we need to draw near to the Lord like never before. These are crucial times. And those that can be saved, we need to reach them. Pray that you can reach those who are nearest you, those who God can use you to be a blessing to. And pay more attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If you love God, which I believe you do, draw near to him, and he'll show you how to win that which is weary and that which is lost, and those who wonder. Some people are curious about the things of God, and without prayers that avail much, we can help them. We can live the life before them and reap the harvest. I don't want not one soul to go through the tribulation period. When I read Revelation and all the turmoil that's about to take place, the wars and the rumors of wars and the earthquakes, it makes my heart go out to those that don't know. Now, people who, because of sin, people will reject the ways of God. But that's what they chose. But there are many people who haven't heard yet. And we need to break through the world's interference and reach those that can be saved. And even there are times that I talk to people about the Lord, and the enemy will send somebody to interrupt the conversation. Now, over the years, I learned that you have to do warfare. When somebody asks you something about the Lord, immediately take authority over Satan. Don't let them see. You don't have to let them see you do it, but under your breath, tell Satan he can't use his puppets in Jesus' name. And this, they'll come all the way across the shop just to interrupt about nothing. But when a person has a heart, they want to know God. In that moment, they want to know the Lord, and that's what we have to cherish. We have to help people when they come to us. If they see you walking in the light and they have a crisis and they come to you privately, talk to them. And don't let the wicked interrupt. And sometimes they're not wicked. They're just lukewarm Christians. sometimes they're just people who the enemy got placed in their life and he'll use them. But nevertheless, satanic interference is out there. And I tell Satan, you can't use this person against me. And I even tell him this. I say, you can't use me against others, because the enemy can cause you to see things the wrong way and try to use you as a tool. He'll use anybody he can at any time. It just depends on how vulnerable they are. And I pray, and I ask the Lord to help me preach sound doctrine all the time. Help me say things according to your spirit, according to your counsel, according to your wisdom. I don't want to jump the gun or say something out of turn or confuse somebody. Now, and I know that some of the miracles and things that I've seen, I talk about it. And I talk about it casually. And I learned to do that from Kenneth Hagin. If what I learn in God's presence, I believe it, and I received it, and I act on it. Well, that's the same thing God's going to do in your life. He's going to say something, it's going to be strange to you, and you're going to receive it, and you're going to act on it, and it's going to work. And I want to know how the things get the way they are. And in the times that I saw spirits or the discerning of spirits operating in my life, I saw a spirit on a man, and it was a spirit of bondage. And he was preaching, and he and the Lord had given him a message similar to what he had given me. But when he started ministering it, he preached it in opposition. And at that moment that he did so, when he turned the message around, I saw a spirit on it. And that's what I had been fighting for years. That's what had been attacking my message. When the Lord, we would take turns preaching. So whenever I preached, the other ministers would refute it. But I was getting a message from the Lord. And I used to want to know why people are refuting the message that God is giving. And I was growing and learning from those messages. And they weren't wrong. I still got the notes. But I didn't get mad. I didn't get angry. I didn't try to do revenge. I just did what God gave me to do, because that's how I always do it. But if the enemy has place somewhere, he's going to try to use it to cause a division. And I didn't want division. I wanted unity. I want people to grow in the Lord. And the Lord showed me that spirit of bondage. And that's what I got mad at. I got mad at what the demons was doing against this man's ministry. And the Lord showed me where it came from and what it came to do. It came to destroy all of our ministries. The enemy sent out a campaign to destroy our ministries. And I said, you'll never destroy my ministry. I'm going to do exactly what God said. And that's the safe way to do it. You have to look at the Lord. You have to look unto the Lord to do these things. And I know that it sounds crazy, but it's no crazier than when Jesus had to cast out demons all over Jerusalem. They are out there. You're going to run into problems. People are not going to like you. Even people at church are not going to always do favorable things towards you because you love God. But if the enemy has place in people, he'll use it against your works and against you, and ultimately against Jesus. So it's not like everybody that go to church is on God's side and everybody in the world is not on God's side. It's all mixed up. Now, my friend Odie Berry went into a bar. He knew somebody on the bar. He went in there and sang gospel songs and got a great response from the crowd. So it's not like wherever people are, they are people first. And whatever they choose, that's just what they choose. Some people choose God. Some people love the world. Some people hadn't made up their mind yet. And some people backslide because of what they run into in churches. When they're weak and unstable, then the enemy will use anybody he can to hurt them. So they'll leave the place that's making them strong. Demons are they work everywhere. They go to church. But Jesus said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together so that you can grow. And all these things are important. It's all about the love of God. And, you know, the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. That's my favorite scripture. Because that unites me with God when I need to know his knowledge so that I can survive this world. Now, we've been talking about the seven spirits of the Lord and how they operated in Jesus' ministry. Now, Jesus appeared to John to write Revelation, and everything Jesus said, the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit was operating through Jesus as he gave John what to write in Revelation. All right. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. It says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Now, the Lord can open and shut doors for you, and he can close doors that you shouldn't go in. And that's important to know. And he loves us. He orders the steps of a good man. When we don't know what to pray for, he does. And sometimes to keep us out of trouble and from doing things that we shouldn't, marrying the wrong person and taking a job that's going to become a curse to us, the Lord may close a door for us. He may order our step. He may close a door. It happened for me one time. I tried to get mechanic jobs when I first got out of school, and the Lord closed those doors. And I was upset about it. I thought it was racism at first. And it partially was in some ways, but I did look young. But I learned, don't get mad at people. Love people regardless of how they treat you. And that's not something you just say because it sounds good and honorable. That's what you have to live. And if I'm going to follow God, that's what I'm going to have to do. And I just said, well, I got to do this. So I will do it. I love the people. And even when I got the jobs and they didn't give me the position I wanted, I worked as unto God. I always worked as unto God. And that's a standard my mother taught me. If you take a job, work as unto God, and he'll bless you. And I did it. She said, when you leave a job, don't just quit. Leave in good standings. Give a notice. She gave me good counsel, the wisdom of God. And there's a way to operate in this world. And if you take the Lord at his word, you'll have the results you're after. Now, but the Lord wanted me to do something that I didn't realize and understand at the time. He closed the door for me not to get the jobs at the dealerships. And he had me working out of my truck at people's houses. And that's how I learned what's out there. I came from a good neighborhood. So I thought highly of the world. I thought things were pretty in pretty good shape. But when I started working at people's houses, I saw another side of life that I didn't see growing up. And I saw some of the things that people were doing that were not good. And the happiest people were the people who took their children to church and they loved God and they served God. And that were people who loved him. And they lived the life. And they taught his love. They were the most blessed people out there. And then there were those who didn't know anything about God, wasn't trying to get to know God. And also there were those who rejected the knowledge of God. In a day's time, I would listen to people's conversation while I fixed cars. And I heard all kind of things. So it's important to know who he is. But I thank God for the doors that he closed and then the doors that he opened. He guided me in all truth. He guided me to the center of his perfect will for my life. All right, verse 8. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. He said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and to worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. See, to the world, they're in opposition to God. So they're not going to be all thrilled about your message of love. But those that want to know God will be. And once they get saved, they're going to cherish God. And that's what Satan's afraid of. Jesus said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. You don't have to worry about man being involved with what God has for you to do. Now, the Lord put, you know, so I've seen ministers try to get promoted by man, and it never works. It always fails. Because if the Lord don't build the house, it's in vain. The labor's in vain without the direction of the Lord. It's in vain, to no point, to no avail. It's in vain. But I did it God's way. I even asked, I said, Lord, do you want me to go to Rhema? He didn't give me the approval to do that. Do you want me to go to Bible college? No, that was not in the plan. But I did listen to Kenneth Hagin on the radio. He was my college. I just listened to him. I bought tapes and I listened to him. And I got everything I could get, I got, and then I listened to it. And I listened to other ministers too. And I learned. I learned to confess things properly. I learned things. And the Lord always blessed me. When you're in the center of God's will, you're doing what you should do. And there's a great reason for it. All right, he said, I set before you thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength. If you've got a little strength, a little faith, that's something God can multiply. And I had a little strength, and God helped me to grow it up. And I didn't want to ever deny his name. Now, this is a word of knowledge. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I set before thee an open door. No man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and is not denied my name. That's a word of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge spoke. Verse 9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. That's a word of knowledge as well. I will also keep them from the hour of temptation. I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. See, people who are doing the things of God because they love him and they didn't deny his name, the Lord's going to spare them from the tribulation period because Jesus just said so. That's a word of wisdom to everybody who can receive it. And a word of counsel. Verse 11, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Now, this was written over 2,000 years ago, but to God it's still quick. and it is quick. And in nowadays it's very, because we're closer to it than John was. Verse 12, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And this is for strength. The Lord will strengthen the things that are in us. He's going to help us do it. It's our business. We have to choose the way of life. We have to choose the way of life and undo the things that were done against us. We overcome against the hard-headed world system. And we do the things that pertain to life and godliness. It's a living way that we chose. We chose to live according to God's word, and it works. All of God's ways work. And when we love his wisdom and his ways, we're going to have a greater life. We're going to see things in a much greater way. And the love of God, it outperforms the world. Just when the world thinks that they won, just when they think that they got us in a corner, the Lord will do something. He'll give us knowledge and wisdom that just change the whole dynamics of things. See, the world is always looking for greatness. They look, it's like pride. They're looking up. They're looking to be the best. the best seen, the best heard, the best this and the best that, the most prominent this. They want preeminence. And they want the lap of luxury. And they think God is on their side with it. But those who focus on the Lord are the ones who operate in love. They love each other. They love people. They love God. They're in communion with the Holy Spirit. They're talking to him face to face. He don't have to talk to them in riddles and rhymes and parables. He talked to the world in parables so that they can see their demise, their sin, and learn greater things. And you can't go by the miracles either. Even if miracles are operating in your ministry, that's not a sign that you love God. That's more of a sign that God loves people. He's trying to make people aware of his presence so they can know that he is, so that he can bless their lives. And the Lord will use people he can grace them to do some things. Everybody needs to watch the Ugandan pastor, and you'll have a clearer understanding of what I'm talking about. And it's on YouTube. The Lord blessed us with that so that we could know that he was not in God's will, and he thought he was. And the Lord exposed to him the truth of his situation. And then he was able to get it right. Many people are going to die thinking they're on God's side, and they have drifted into the world. Now, this is something that's real. It happens slow. When people love the world system, they drift away. But when you love God, you love man as well. The way you love God is the way you love man. And that's true for everybody. That's how John taught it. And that's the way it is. So, according to 1 Peter, If we live with unfeigned love towards people, it's easier for God to correct us. When we receive his word, if we read the chapters, we can make the adjustments that's necessary. And if we're willing to do this, then God has something to work with in us. And I don't just take it for granted that just because I preach his word and I tell him I love him and I tell him I love other people, that there's not something hidden that shouldn't be. Lord, anything that's not right, I want to know it so I can kill it. Now, when you're that way, you're probably going to, you know, you're all right. You can, if the Lord showed me anything that's not like him, I got to get rid of that. And I ask for knowledge and wisdom, counsel and might. It takes strength to do God's will, to be courageous and bold, so that you can do the things that you know you should do. It's not always popular, but it's always worth it. And I thank him for that. The Lord our God is good. We can't see the Lord yet, but we will. But we can obey him. We can respond to his love. We can respond to his knowledge and his wisdom and his counsel. We can do things in faith, and we can live right now on earth as it is in heaven. The seven spirits of God will guide us to all truth so that we can do all these wonderful things. It's an easier way to live, but every form of sin must be rejected, because the things we ignore don't ignore us. Cancer grows when it's not detected. If people catch it, it's easy to kill. If it gets to stage 4, your time is limited, but God can still kill it. If sin has consumed your life, it's just like cancer. And see, the reason the Lord is long-suffering with people who do terrible things is because he's still powerful enough to kill that sin. just like cancer, before it takes you all the way out. But you have to listen to him. You have to love him. You have to desire him to do it. You have to believe on Jesus and keep him first. Either Jesus is your Lord or he's not. Either he's your Savior or he's not. And you get to make, we all get to make that choice. But to those that are mature, the Lord will give you wisdom to help others come out of this world alive. And that's more important than anything else. I thank the Lord for his wisdom is wonderful. And like I always say, when you look unto him, everything that you receive from him, all the people in your life, they all mean so much more to you when you look to Jesus. If you look at them, they're going to aggravate you somewhere because people are not perfect. But if you look at the Lord, you can enjoy them in multiplied greater ways. And everything that you own and possess and things that you that's yours, you can enjoy it. You'll have the ability to enjoy life as you look on the, look to the Lord. And it's not just so that you'll have the ability to enjoy life. The love of God will consume your life and you just enjoy life. You have great joy. Your joy becomes multiplied and even full. And he give you the things to do that will really bless your life. And you'll be happy from the inside out. And to me, that's priceless. To have the peace of God is priceless to me. The love of God, let it be strong in us. Let his strength grow in us. And with his wisdom, he'll give us the perfect things to say and do, and others will live. Others will live because of your love. By the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit's in you, and he's able to reach them. He knows all about them. And he knows what they can receive from you. He knows how they'll respond. So you have to pay attention and be motivated so that you can capture the right moment, that Holy Ghost moment that he's going to give you, and you're going to be able to minister life to his people and help them not lack knowledge. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life. Expect great things, because when we seek the Lord, our God, our King, there's nothing we can't do. We don't have to be afraid of the terror of this world. I thank the Lord that his return is soon, that he loves us, that when he comes back, we'll leave with great joy. And I thank him for every moment he gives us on this side to win the loss. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.